I've actually got a little orange pen, Kaczynski. It's got his name written on the side of it. It's K-U-C-Z-Y-N-S-K-I, the number of public meetings that I've been to where Democrats were plugging Kaczynski as a write-in. I don't think anybody spelled it right the first time other than Hank himself.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, the special election for Saratoga Springs City Council seat is heading to court. While the special election to fill the Public Works Commissioner seat in Saratoga Springs is still too close to call, it all comes after the interim commissioner launched a last-minute write-in campaign. And now a Saratoga County State Supreme Court judge will hear challenges to the ballots. WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Aaron Shell Levine has been following the election and the run-up to it, and he sat down with me in our studios in Albany to talk about the race. So, Aaron, we're speaking ahead of a court appearance on Friday, but remind us how we got in this situation in the first place.
So this has been going on since August, really, when former Commissioner of Public Works Jason Golub, a Democrat, stepped down from his role pretty suddenly to take a state role at the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. And since then, the state of the city council has really been in flux. There were months of debate over how to fill his seat. It was the two Democrats on the board, Minita Songvi and Dylan Moran, both wanted to set a special election immediately as the very first step. And Republican Mayor John Safford and Tim Cole, Public Safety Commissioner, who won his seat with GOP backing, they wanted to appoint somebody to the seat as soon as possible. Those debates went back and forth for a couple of months. In October, Hank Kaczynski was appointed to the seat unanimously, and almost simultaneously, they approved a schedule to send to the County Board of Elections to get an election underway for January 28th.
And just to fill people in, Hank Kaczynski is a Democrat who was a former deputy mayor back in the Ken Klotz administration two decades ago.
Exactly. And so even when they started to make progress, things didn't get any better immediately when they sent the proposal for a special election to the County Board of Elections. The Republican Commissioner Joe Serrata sort of turned his nose up at it. He wanted further confirmation or guidance from either the AG or governor before giving his approval to it. He would later say that it wouldn't matter if he gave his approval to it. You know, once the County Board of Election gets that paperwork, the machine begins to turn whether or not the commissioners agree to it. City Democrats contend that that initial timeline was only a proposal. So there were disagreements even in the little progress that they were able to make.
So in the meantime, there's a five-person city council, an interim Democrat is in the role, and the timeline, as you say, is set. So a judge decides that the election is going to go forward with only one person on the ballot.
Exactly. So Republican Chuck Marshall, he has chaired the city's planning board committee since last year, so beginning in 2024. The Republicans were able to get Chuck Marshall onto the ballot. The city Democrats, again, claiming that they believed the timeline was only a proposal, failed to nominate anybody at all. There were a couple of different names floated around. Nothing ended up coming into fruition. So Hank Kaczynski, you know, laced up his boots and said, I'm going to put my name into the running for this. You know, let's run a writing campaign.
Why did he say that he wanted to run ultimately after originally saying he was just going to be a placeholder?
Well, you know, he says his wife, you know, really pushed him to get there. She's also the reason that he says he took the seat as on an interim basis in the first place. But really, he wanted to give voters a choice. You know, had he not run this writing campaign, there wouldn't have been an alternative option. It would have been just Chuck Marshall on the ballot in a city where Democrats have a pretty solid voting majority.
So you were covering the Kaczynski campaign in the last few weeks before the early voting period started and on election day. Part of what voters had to do was go to the ballot with a plan to spell Kaczynski correctly to have their vote counted.
Yeah, so I've actually got a little orange pen, Kaczynski. It's got his name written on the side of it. It's KUCZYNSKI, the number of public meetings that I've been to where Democrats were plugging Kaczynski as a write-in. I don't think anybody spelled it right the first time other than Hank himself. You know, we had Otis Maxwell, the Democratic city chair. He flubbed it up a couple of different times. So it's not an easy name to spell in the first place, which has led to a number of reasons for city Republicans to contest the votes. We've spent a couple of days last Friday, this Monday, you know, two pretty full days of vote countings of all of the write-ins. As it stands before court at the end of this week, Hank is up by about five votes with 1,765. That's including about 106 contested votes. So there are a number of reasons for those votes to be contested. A vast majority of them are for stray marks somewhere else on the ballot. That's either a scribble here or there, you know, somebody making their own fill-in circle in the write-in box and that going up into the box above it. A number of people wrote Democrat or D in the box adjacent to where you're supposed to write in Hank Kaczynski. So, you know, there are a plethora of reasons that city GOP officials have pulled out to contest more than 100 votes. And so at this point, it's all up to State Supreme Court Judge Joe Walsh, who was the judge who actually ruled that the election needed to go forward with only one name on the ballot in the first place a couple of months ago. It's going to be up to him to rule one way or the other. The Republicans say that they've got case law on their side. The Democrats are saying that what really matters is voter intention. So it's anybody's guess as to really how it's going to end, but I can pretty confidently say it's not going to be done on Friday, no matter the decision one way or the other.
Right. Kaczynski told you that a challenge would be likely given what would happen on Friday. It's a kind of astounding how close the race was for a write-in candidate, which those are really hard to pull off. And even past, you know, getting through Election Day, it was basically a coin toss.
Exactly. I mean, he, you know, in conversations with him and people who helped on his campaign with the Democrats within the city, I mean, they had 3 weeks, maybe that long, before Election Day. And on election night, you know, there were numbers that were showing his campaign, or at least write-in ballots, were up about 30 votes over Chuck Marshall, which is, I mean, you know, it's an achievement for a write-in campaign that, you know, write-in campaigns in general are very challenging to run, doubly so if your name is Kaczynski.
So you have made the point in your reporting that the Department of Public Works is the second largest department in the city. What do we know about what these two candidates would do in the role? I mean, what differences do they have as candidates and where they see the department going?
Yeah, well, Kaczynski has really taken up this role. You know, he's gotten himself up to speed as quickly as possible. He entered the role when he did, specifically because he wanted the department to have somebody with experience at the helm during budgeting season. It's a huge portion of the city's budget going into DPW. They've got a lot of very important projects going on right now. I know they've got the Lofbury Lake Dam, which is, I believe, the biggest infrastructure project in the city currently. It's, you know, a $9 million project to revitalize a pretty important piece of the city's infrastructure. So he wants to carry on with that and continue to be a leader. I know, for example, Chuck Marshall on the other end, he's taking a look. The budgeting process this past year was a bit fraught. There were some tight lines that came down. He, for one, is, at least on his campaign website, has said that he would want to roll back a paid parking program, which was announced about a year ago under the previous leadership of Jason Golub. That would presumably lose anywhere close to around $500,000 in funding. This is projected from the project. So that's something that he said he has heard feedback from the business community and is wanting to take a second look at and really consider whether or not the city wants to move forward if he is, in fact, appointed leader of the department.
And we should point out here that this is only to fill this job for the rest of the year. So presumably, when we get to the next election, we may be seeing these candidates again in one form or another. In the meantime, at the risk of opening Pandora's box here, Aaron, put this race in context with the larger Saratoga Springs City Council dynamics that have been going on under the current mayor, John Safford, in the last couple of years.
Yeah, so John is the first Republican mayor in about a decade in the city. You know, he's the first GOP candidate to sit in that seat at the helm. of the city council, this five-person council that for a very long time, I don't have the number exactly in my head, has been led by a Democratic majority. If Chuck Marshall is put into that third seat, that's a Republican majority on the city council that hasn't been seen in quite some time. There have been a number of feuds over the past couple of years that have spilled over not just into the city council meetings, but into the public, where you've got previous commissioners feuding with each other, you know, yelling and screaming at each other, not just between the councilors, but with audience members, you know, members of the public who have arrived. And John Safford came in wanting to return civility. You know, he said Saratoga Springs has the three H's, health, history, and horses. John Safford came in wanting to add a fourth H, harmony, to that and, you know, wanting to return the civility to the city council meetings, which worked for a couple of months, you know, having gone to most of them over the past year and a half. But once Jason Golub stepped down and these debates returned to how to fill the seat, we have seemingly gone back to the old ways of public tension, you know, butting heads between commissioners.
Aaron Shell Levine is WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief. Thanks for all your hard work tracking this race and whatever comes next.
Well, hopefully we can stop tracking it sooner rather than later.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.